going to have on this call. Since Andy Hall, Tina, Ken, I believe are all still in the Ukraine.
Sarah's at a conference.
And who's that? Sarah Matson's at the neurobehavioral conference that's going on in San Diego right now. And else here? And Tatiana had another meeting.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to fill you in on a few things. See if anyone else joins us soon. I think Claire's in Ukraine. Ken, you got my email about Sandy Jacobson. I have not heard back from her yet.
Yeah, I got the I got the email on that.
All right. Well, just we'll start, and it shouldn't be too long. Everyone, all the PIs and the Science Advisory Board and NIAAA personnel can now access the progress of each of the projects, the clinical projects, by going to Google. And Jill, can
yes.
you explain how people can look at them?
Sure. If you have an existing Google account that is tied to the email that you use for the consortium that I have that I send all your updates to, it should already be listed in your Google documents as long as you have all files selected.
It should just. I don't think I have that.
You don't have a Google account?
I don't. No, I'm fairly certain I don't.
Then all you'll want to do is, using your regular email, create a Google account, which you don't have to create a at Gmail account to do that, and you'll be able to access it. It's there waiting for you.
Okay.
So I'll send you.
Jill?
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problem with the Google account, but would it be easier if we put it onto the website under the PI site?
Do you want me to? You want me to just upload a screenshot of it every clinical meeting date, or
could there be just a link to it?
There can't be.
Hello.
Hi, Claire.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Who else? Someone else?
Sorry.
Michael Charnas, how are you?
Hey, Michael. All right. Well, let's start again then. And Laurie's here too.
Yes.
We're just explaining that the progress of the neurobehavioral brain imaging and the 3D imaging is available on a Google document, but some people don't have a Google ID. So, Jill,
they're pretty smooth to make, and I know that just in talking with Jennifer about how to more easily update the publication list for the consortium, we're going to be moving towards a direction of using a Google document for that. So it'd be great if everyone could get one, but if it becomes a problem, I can try and troubleshoot and do screenshots on the consortium website. That shouldn't be a problem either.
Bill, why don't you send around, write up a short document about how people would get a Google ID.
Okay.
And then how they would log on to see each of the progress in real time of each of the three clinical projects that are being monitored right now.
Okay. Once you have a Google account, if you go to Google Documents, they'll just be there under all items.
Right. So why don't you just send one out to everybody, and that way.
Okay.
Jill, does the Google Documents way of doing it, does it allow for putting charts on there? Because I think it might be valuable. I think we just see what the current progress is, but it might be valuable to maybe see, perhaps in table form or in graph form, a trajectory over time that I think could be valuable.
I don't know if we can do charts in Google Docs, but I can figure that out.
I believe you can.
Yes, I'm seeing chart as an option right now, insert chart. So let me work on that this afternoon of getting just a little plot by month. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Diagram of where they're at?
Oh,
Something like that.
Okay.
So that we can see if it's going in the right direction or whether there's a slowdown or if
okay.
As it is currently, I think we just see what it is at the moment.
Yeah, I'll need to get a couple more data points from people,
yeah.
But we can go from this point forward.
All right. I think what we're seeing is that we're waiting on South Africa and the Ukraine, and Tina has been taking photos. In the Ukraine, let's see, I think they took 20 photos of 3 to 4 month old children and who were seen both by the dysmorphologist and had a 3D photo taken at all. They had a little bit of problem with movement, but they think that they'll have something, and then they're going to rephotograph all of the kids at 6 months of age. And he is back on his way to Indiana, I believe. And they train people there also to take the photos. So that should be moving ahead. The camera's going or to South Africa. They'll have something, and then they're going to rephotograph all of the kids at 6 months of age. And he is back on his way to Indiana, I believe. And they train people there also to take the photos. So that should be moving ahead. Planes, Mexico are all under 10%. So the only two sites that are at 50% of their goal right now are San Diego and Los Angeles. So those have to get kicked up. Again, and I think by having this available so people can see where they are relative to their overall goal will be helpful. Similar to brain imaging thing project, the goals in Los Angeles are pretty good. San Diego needs to kick up some more images. Again, South Africa has none done so far. So we're really waiting on South African and the Ukraine studies to get moving along with some of these things. So that's in terms of, and Jill will send that out so that everyone can see where we are, and we'll try to figure out how to put graphs on or to make these available in Excel spreadsheets where I know we can do the graphs as a function of month on the website. We received 9 developmental projects, and all of them have been sent out to review. I asked John Hannigan to form a committee to do the reviews so that there was a lot of conflict with some of the science advisory boards. If anyone would like to see all of the total package of grants, please just email Jill and she will send it out. It's rather large file since made a mistake and allowed 2 appendix items, put in a lot of stuff. But anyone who wants to see all 9 of those, just let me know. I guess that's all of the housekeeping details for the consortium. Jill, did you have any other items that you wanted to?
I guess along the same lines, we're looking at a way of increasing the frequency in which publications are updated. So we're thinking of moving to the Google document because anyone can go in at any time, and then we'll quarterly post the update to the website. So I'll send instructions on that after I send instructions on the neurobehavioral update pages.
I know that there are now several publications that have come out or are due out in the near future on consortium data. The meeting in Victoria went, I thought, very well. We had reviews of the facial imaging projects, the ultrasound projects, the neurobehavioral projects, and Kathy Sulich's DTI, and just the general overview that I did on the consortium. There were probably over 1,000 people there. I've gotten several requests for more information about forms, things that we use in the consortium, so I think that was a very fruitful. And so that's it for my housekeeping. There really, Claire is the only one on for any of the science thing. Everyone else has a conflict. So.
Everyone else is what? A conflict?
They're either in the Ukraine. The Nelson Butters neuropsych meeting is going on this week. The people are there. And Tatiana Perut is in a meeting on a grant proposal today.
Okay.
I'm not sure where Phil is. We didn't hear back from him about whether he's going to be on or not. So,
I guess another thing from this end is we got the email this week that progress reports are due June 1st.
So that's true for everyone, I think, but Tatiana, right?
I believe that's correct.
But since it's all advisors here, I don't know what to say.
Well, no meeting would be complete without mentioning the word stimulus at least once.
Yeah. I think that's what everybody's doing. I feel sorry for you guys at NIAAA. I'm happy that I'm on council, so I don't have to do any reviews. But
how are they dealing with that? Are they putting together special review committees? I know our study section is getting some, but...
Yeah, it depends on the type of applications. The challenge grants and the GO grants, which are the grand opportunity grants, are going to be special study sections. The challenge grants are in CSR, and the GO grants are in the institutes. And we'll put together committees once we see how many applications in terms of the GO, you know, in terms of the GO grants that we get. In terms of competitive supplements that go to the same study section that reviewed the parent grant, and I'm trying to think of the other mechanisms, I think are mainly in CSR.
Okay.
So do you have any idea about how many of these challenge grants you're going to see for NIAAA?
Evidently, there's a lot of individuals who have been interested in submitting challenge grants. I really don't know how many are going to be coming in. They come into a central receipt point at the Center for Scientific Review. They get reviewed in CSR, and the first $200 million is awarded from the Office of the Director, not from the institutes. And so only those that are approved with good scores that are not part of the package to be paid for out of the first $200 million. The first $200 million will be $200. So anything over $200 goes out to the institutes. And I should mention that there's, you know, there are, I think, 14 or 15 different challenge areas, and the institutes have examples of what their priorities are, but those priorities are not binding. And no application will be returned as non-responsive. No matter what somebody sends something in for, it's going to get reviewed. Although the 15 committees are going to be put together based upon the primary topic areas, like biomarkers is an area, or clinical research is an area, and you know there are a number of others of the well.
All right, well, they're due, what, the 27th? Or
I think it's the 27th for that one.
And,
I don't think the GO grants are – I don't have an answer right now, but I could look it up. The GO grants, grand opportunities, are
– that's in May, I believe.
It's in May, the end of May, May 24th.
It's towards the end of May, so it's fairly late. Competitive supplements – or the, what they now call revisions, I think are also due in April. It should be on our website. I'm not sure it is yet, but we're announcing that we're going to be reviewing and making decisions on May 1 and on June 15th on those two dates for the administrative supplements. So we can we're doing May 1, so we can start to get them out early, and June 15, so we don't penalize people who took more time to write.
That's good to know.
This is Dale. I can say that it is on the website. My recollection is that it might be showing May 1 and June 1. I could be mistaken about
maybe May 1, June 1 listed there. Right.
And I think it's expressed as a dates on which review will begin, so that applications received before those dates would then get into that round of review that would initiate on those days. Is that your understanding?
Well, the way we wanted to do it is just, I can't lock into any one particular date. For example, on May 1, I'm not even going to be here.
No, I understand.
I have two different meetings. I got to be in two different places, mandatory, at the same time in two different locations. But
anyone can do it. You can.
Yeah. I'm going to split myself in half. However, we will be doing it very shortly after that point. I mean, we have to prioritize. The main issue that we're going to be looking at is the degree to which the applications. We will be doing it very shortly after that point. I mean, we have to prioritize. The main issue that we're going to be looking at is the degree to which the applications fit within the guidelines of the ARRA, which means that they're actually specifying, and there's evidence to the fact that there are people that are really going to be hired or that are really going to be retained who will otherwise be lost. Okay. I'll just give an example as we've looked through some of the materials we have so far. Asking for $100,000, which turns out to be distributed as 1 month's salary to 12 different people isn't going to fly.
Right.
Because of obviously shifting funds from the university to the people who are already on the grant. We're really looking for compliance with stimulating the economy. In most cases, the stimulation is going to come in terms of hiring or job retention. I know that there are other ways to do that too, and if it's well justified, it will be considered. The other issue is that we expect to get an awful lot of applications under the supplements, for sure, under the administrative. I don't know about the competitive, but potentially the competitive ones too, competitive supplements. And I don't know the numbers of the challenge grants, and I don't know the numbers that we're going to get on the GO grants.
But competitive supplements are going to be reviewed by CSR, the original study section that reviewed the grant. And
if the original study section was in CSR.
Right. And the administrative supplements are going to be reviewed in-house.
Right. And they're only administrative supplements, remember, do not receive a peer review.
Right.
We're only reviewing them for their compliance.
Okay.
The ARRA. And then we just have to make a judgment call about them.
Yeah. As Ken mentioned, it's probably going to be very competitive for the administrative supplements. That's our expectation. And so I guess it raises in my mind the question of whether the consortium wants to prioritize in some way the various requests that are being generated from it. I don't know if you've given that some thought, Ed, or if you're in the loop on all the things that are.
I am not in the loop on all of them. I do know of some supplements that are going in because of the emails that I've received about them. But I know that Sarah, Tina, Elizabeth, I believe, is going
to
put in.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
And I don't know about Tatiana and the 3D imaging or about any of the basic science ones, but I would be assuming that they're going to be doing something. So maybe it would be a good idea to get an email out and find out what people's plans are. I'm not so sure that we want to sit down and prioritize them, because I think we're just going to get a lot of people mad at us if we try to do that. But
yeah, I'm just thinking that it seems unlikely that they will all get funded if things are going to happen the way I expect in terms of numbers. And there might be certain things that are more, you know, serve the consortium better. That might be a hard call, but than just to leave it up to chance. I don't know.
I don't know. And but I do know that the PIs would not be happy if we said, I'm sorry, but we think this one's higher priority for this consortium than
Yeah.
So I don't mind trying to do that. So let me send out an email and get an idea next week of what we have, people are planning in terms of administrative supplements. And then we'll see how many we get, and then I'll make a decision about whether I need to try to persuade people to either go another route or to perhaps rethink whether they should submit it or not. That makes sense?
Can
the expectation on an administrative supplement is that you're not adding experiments. You're basically accelerating the pace of research potentially by adding additional people.
Okay.
By adding an additional performance site, potentially in terms of experiments. Well, I would say this is not adding. You know, for example, adding another control group would be acceptable. But that there are no new specific aims, so the specific aims remain the same.
Maybe collect additional measurements.
And administrative supplements could also be for equipment.
One could ask for equipment to augment or increase the ability to analyze data.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
So anything which is adding a new, you know, if it's a new specific aim, then it's a competitive supplement.
Right, okay. It was just kind of confusing because in instructions it talked about how in the administrative supplements that there should be these, should include data analysis and things like that. So
right.
It's a little confusing.
And another one I wanted to go ahead and point out to you, and I had RSA send it out through their emails. I hope it went out. Maybe it didn't go out. Tell me if it didn't go out, because I don't remember seeing it right now. That's the administrative supplements for summer students and educators.
Yeah.
That did go out? Okay.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, and those, even though they say you can apply any time, well, if you want, yes, you can apply any time if you want a person for the summer of 2010. But if you want a person for the summer of 2009, we here in the Institute have to send them over to Building 1 by May 1 or on May 1. So we're going to need those several days before, so we can put the package together and send them over. Okay, and you have to fill out the same application form, you know, the same written application form as for the administrative supplement, with up to 5 pages of text. You don't have to use all 5 pages, but if you want to bring on additional undergraduates, high school students, an educator, high school teachers, or someone like that who could help you out, you certainly can do that. And those then would get, and the funding for those does not come out of NIAAA, which really means it's not competing against anything else in NIAAA.
And can you have an administrative supplement non-competitive that includes equipment, additional personnel, and a summer student, or if there is a summer student, do you need to segregate that application?
Yeah, no, I would segregate them. You can have more than one administrative supplement.
Mm-hmm.
So the summer student should be a separate one. And equipment can be on the same one as personnel.
Yeah. Okay.
But the summer student should not, because it's going to go to a different place.
Understood.
All right. I got Elizabeth. I know she joined us. And that was anyone else that I missed the first time through? Came in late. All right. Well, I have nothing else. And any other comments, concerns, issues?
Yeah. Do we know when the next meeting is going to be?
No, we decided to hold off on that meeting until we saw how much data was collected. As you remember, when we were in North Carolina, it didn't make sense to have another meeting where people got up and talked about how much data they were going to collect, that it would be better served, at least in the clinical projects, to hold off until people actually had real data they could talk about. So we did not make a plan for another meeting. We're going to talk on the basic science group about meeting sometime at the RSA meeting, just for like a half a day to get caught up, because those projects, I think, are much more on schedule than the clinical projects are.
Okay.
At least that's my recollection of what we decided in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's my recollection. I didn't know if enough data had come in to decide. Okay.
I think we need the data from the Ukraine and South Africa, maybe some more data from Atlanta. Claire, did you get the IRB approval for the buccal swab jet?
Is Tatiana on? Tatiana on?
Oh, she's not on.
Oh, well, this is an ongoing saga in that there's a lot of genetics information. Emory has something like a 50-page IRB form that must be filed for genetics things, and Tatiana has to do that. I have done as much as I can. I've worked with them, but there's a lot of information which they have to take care of. So I'm waiting for that to be done. I've done everything that I can possibly do, and I'm just waiting on it.
I mean, those data have started to be collected. I guess there's about 40 samples so far that have been done, almost 40 blood samples as well. So I think we're moving along in that regard, and we just need the IRB for Atlanta. All the others are in place.
Right. So as soon as she – I think she was very busy with other things and really didn't have time to attend.
She was writing a grant. So.
Yeah. So as soon as she's able to do it, the IRB will go in.
I think after we start getting some of these data coming in, that's when we'll plan the meeting. So hopefully it'll be early fall or mid-fall.
Okay, that sounds good.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everyone.
Okay. Ed?
Yeah.
Can you and Michael just hang on for a minute so I can touch base with both of you?